Welcome back to The Nightside with Barb DiGiulio. News Talk 1010.
Thank you for spending part of your Friday evening with us. This hour, we're going to look at a number of issues, including fitness hacks for those who are confined indoors for long periods of time. Of course, the chief medical officer for the City of Toronto is asking people who are returning from out of the country to self-isolate for 14 days. You may find yourself working from home these days. We're also going to check in on both coasts in the U.S. after 9:30. We've got people in Florida and in Seattle, and we'll see what's happening in different parts of the United States. Right now, though, we are going to focus on the issue of working from home. Some people are able to do it on a regular basis. It is a part of their work contract. Other people are finding, as one of our callers mentioned earlier, that all of a sudden their company is scrambling to figure out how to get them set up to work from home because of what's going on with the coronavirus. Joining us to talk about this and the reason why a lot of companies don't actually want you to work from home is Liz Ryan, CEO and founder of Human Workplace. Hi, Liz. Great to have you back on.
Thanks, Barb.
So nice to talk to you. Working from home is such an interesting issue because some companies embrace it and some companies are just dead set against it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's the numbers of people working from home are vastly under what folks predicted 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. It's becoming tough to find a position that lets you work from home or to take your existing position home with you. And so this coronavirus, as you mentioned, is really shaking things up in corporate America.
Well, has there been a bit of a boomerang with companies initially allowing people to work from home and then sort of reining it back in?
Yes, absolutely, exactly right. Numerous organizations that used to promote work from home. I don't know if you remember probably about a decade ago when Marissa Mayer took over at
Yahoo,
she called everybody back to the office. So there was this idea, it didn't work, but there was this idea that if you're serious about your job, Barb, you know, you'll come to the office and you'll work.
Right.
I became an HR person 10 years ago, the prediction was that 80% of us would be working from home by now.
So what changed everything? Why is it that companies have done the Marissa Mayer and brought people back in?
Well, you know, unfortunately, at least in the U.S., there has been a movement away from, you know, sort of doing the right thing for employees for a very long time. And there's, you know, countless news stories about, you know, people are not being paid what should be the market rate based on inflation. The real wages compared to the cost of living have continued to drop. And things that companies might consider perks, like working from home, they just went away because they were in a position, they felt, you know, economically to do that. They just didn't want to deal with it. And it's kind of like take it or leave it.
One of the things that companies can do if they have work from home policies is save money on office space. And I'm wondering if a lot of the sort of work from home issues that are happening right now will cause some companies to sort of rethink, well, why aren't we doing this? We could be saving a lot of money, especially if the workers continue to be productive.
Exactly right, Barb. And there are so many benefits. You're absolutely right. Saving on office space and real estate is a part of it. But there are so many other benefits. You get better equipped, better rested, happier employees. Not everybody wants to work from home, and it doesn't work for everybody, of course. And that's not to mention, you know, there are only about 30% of jobs in the U.S. that even would work from at home. Obviously, a lot of jobs you have to physically be there. But for folks who would prefer to work from home, there are so many benefits to corporations to letting them do that, including just lowering the carbon footprint and their stress level and not spreading illnesses, as we're seeing this week, around an office or a workplace. It's a huge benefit to employers to let people work from home. But, you know, unfortunately, it might take a virus to get people to wake up to that.
I've got an interesting text message that I would ask you to respond to. Someone writes in, corporate America is about controlling their workers and reducing costs, never about worker well-being.
Well, I mean, it's a tough argument to argue against, right? Very tough to say that that is not the case, especially over the last 10 years or so. Now, the flip side of that is that any organization tends to be the smaller ones, but any organization that decides that there is a competitive advantage to be had in hiring people who have choices, could work somewhere else, and take these small steps to make the work more appealing, of course, they get that advantage over other employers.
If you had to guess, based on what's going on right now with the coronavirus, would you think that once we are at the end of it and once things are getting back to normal, that companies will maybe take a second look at working from home, or do you think things are just going to kind of slide back to where they were?
I absolutely think they will, Barb. I kind of jokingly posted on Twitter last night, if your company has never allowed you to work from home before, but they are now because of this virus, you know, all y'all guys should get together and say, we're not coming back to the office.
Right.
You know, put up or shut up. And I think there are these junctures and points like this in history where you say, you know what, if these folks could have worked from home all along, you didn't allow it because it was administratively inconvenient, just like the person who texted you said, it's just not our preference, we like to watch you, we like to feel that control. You know, if you don't take this opportunity to let people continue working from home, it says a lot about your organization and how much you really value employees.
Liz Ryan, it's always great to have you on. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Thank you, Barb.
CEO and founder of Human Workplace, Liz Ryan. You are listening to The Night Side. It's 9:15. News Talk 1010 Time Saver Traffic.